I always remember my dad teaching me. Amen. Well, today's part two of the sermon season. You heard the first part earlier. I just didn't prepare for the first part. The Holy Ghost did, so amen. So this is the second part, amen. Hallelujah. God is good, amen. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, for everything there is a season and a time. Let me go back and look at it. I didn't write all that out. Ecclesiastes, where far art thou? Mm-hmm. No, it's in here. I just read it this morning. There you are. Okay. Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. 3:11 tells us, to every purpose under the heaven, yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. Galatians 6:9 tells us, let us not be weary. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And I was thinking about season a while ago. You know, the only kind of wood that'll really burn is seasoned wood. You can't burn a green stick of wood. It has to lay there a long time and dry out before it'll burn really good. So the seasons of life seasons us out to where we can burn for the glory of God. Amen. So if you feel like the seasons are getting to you, just say, thank God I've been seasoned. I've been seasoning, you know. You put seasoning in food to flavor it. Amen. I just thought I'd throw out there. That's one of the rabbits Pastor taught me about it. So just there are different seasons in the year. And you all have heard some of this before, but this is what I felt the Holy Spirit wanted to say to us that today, just to remind us, just as there are different seasons in the year, there are also different seasons in the life of the believer. And if we don't come to understand that, we'll get discouraged and quit in the winter seasons or the fall seasons of our life. So we have to discern the seasons they're in. And so no matter how hard we try to keep things in the same, we can't avoid it. Because the pendulum of life keeps on swinging. It keeps on swinging. Amen. So we have to recognize, just like the natural seasons change from winter, spring, and summer, and fall, the same thing happens as it relates to us, as it relates to seasons in our life as Christians and as believers. Some seasons just come along because it's life. Some seasons come along because whatever season comes along, really choices, you know, choices that we make, whether they're good or bad, they can bring seasons along in our life. So whatever season you may be in, it may be a choice you've made and not a good one. But still, you can learn from it. And that's the point of going through seasons, learn from it. Amen. So God doesn't measure. We know that God's not on time. Amen. He is time himself. Amen. He is time. So he doesn't measure seasons with clocks and calendars. But I found out that he measures seasons through truth and revelation, according to his word. Amen. So we all experience change and transition in life. It's part of living in this world we call life. You're not going to get through this life without going through some transition and changes. It develops character in us. It's part of our relationship with God. You know, he's the one that's got it all together. Amen. And he's put us together. And as we go, we learn how much that we are put together. So we let things go. You know, he brings things into our life to better us. And it's all part of the transition and change in life. So sometimes you know that life is exciting, it's dynamic, and we're on top of the world. And then there's other times in those seasons where we want to go away, just cover our head up. And as King David said, we sing, oh, that I would fly away with wings like a dove. And you know, sometimes you just have to go cover your head up and say, God, you got this. You got this. Just blind me to some things. You got it. I'm just going to give it to you. I can't do anything about it. I can't change it. But I know that you can, and you've already got the plan. Amen. So if we don't understand that the seasons in life that we're in, we may draw the wrong conclusions about what is happening in the season of time or the reason for it. So that's important in our lives that we discern the season that we're in. And like God called out to Adam, where are you? God knew where he was at. But he wanted Adam to begin to recognize where he was at. So, you know, Sometimes we need to evaluate ourselves and say, okay, where am I at in my relationship with God? Is there some things that I need to let go? Is there some of the word that I need to grab a hold of and put in me? Amen. To develop more character in me and to strengthen my relationship with Jesus. And like I said last Sunday, if we get this relationship right, all the other relationships that we have with ourselves, family, everybody is going to outflow from that relationship. Vertical relationship flows out horizontally to everybody and everything else. Amen. So the key to walking through seasons in life is first recognizing where we are at. What season am I in? What season am I in? So especially if it's a winter season where everything is dead and dry and nothing is happening and you're just going through the motions of life. And in the tough times, so it's health or family or money or friends or marriage or whatever, it's not looking good. If we're not careful, we'll begin to question. And I've learned over the years that when I begin to question God, it opens the door for the influence of the enemy to begin to speak things that are negative to me. So I've learned to say, I may not know why I'm here, but I'm not going to question it. I'm here for a reason, for a purpose, and I'm going to walk it out with your help, God. Amen. However long it takes. Some seasons last longer than other seasons. But we're all going through one season or another in life. So it's during the tough seasons that we often grow the most in our character and our relationship with life, because we serve a God of season. And when you begin to look at it, you see that God created the seasons in the natural. In creation, He created the season. He created the four seasons. This is a little bit of science lesson, I guess you'd call it. He created the four seasons that are based upon the rotation of the earth as it orbits the sun, S-U-N. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. The season changes as the earth moves, but the sun, S-U-N, in our planetary system remains constant. The sun doesn't move. The earth moves. And it brings every season, okay? And everything revolves around it. So just as much as the earth, our life should revolve around the sun, Jesus Christ. Because He is not movable. When everything in your life is changing and seasons are coming and going and you're like one season into another one and the winter season is lasting forever and ever, remember the sun is always stable. He is unchangeable. His word even says that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So our life may be all scrambled and we're turning around and around, but the sun, that's why we talked last Sunday, keep your focus on Jesus. Last Sunday we heard the message, we must run the race that lies ahead of us. Never give up. Looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Another translation says, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. And that's what seasons does. If we don't understand the season that we're in at the time in our life, what happens? We will get distracted and to take our eyes off of Jesus. Amen. So we can't let the seasons of life distract us and get our focus off of Jesus. So no matter what season you're in this time, don't be distracted by that season. Just like the scripture verse that we read says, everything there is a season. Every aspect of life is as a season. There is a purpose for the season, a reason for the season, a purpose for the process. I don't think we go through anything in life that there's not purpose and a meaning in it that we can find it. We can find it no matter how tough it is. There are seasons you don't want to go through, but through those seasons you can learn some things. And you wouldn't have learned them if you hadn't gone through it. Seasons you've gone through that you don't know why you had to, but there is a reason for that season. And just because you are going through some stuff or have gone through a rough season doesn't mean God is finished with you. Now that's what the enemy wants to do to distract you. He will say, well, if you hadn't done this, you wouldn't have got sick. If you hadn't done this, you wouldn't have gotten into financial trouble. If you hadn't done this, amen. So he wants to distract you by throwing questions at you. And then when he begins to throw the questions at you, he wants you to begin to agree with him. That's his purpose, is to agree with what he's saying. And then when you begin to agree with what he's saying, you begin to act out what you've agreed to, because you begin to think about it. And when you begin to think about it, as a person thinks, so is he. Amen? So that's part of the distraction. But Jesus said, he who has began a good work in you, he's began a good work in each and every one of you. Amen? The good work that Jesus began in you, the word says he will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And it's not just any old work. He says a good work. That's what Jesus has started in you. He is going to bring to completion. Amen. And the completion process may be the part of the seasons that we have to go through for that work to be finished in us. So you stepped into a new season this morning. You thought you were coming to church as usual this morning, but when you got pulled onto that parking lot, you stepped into a new season this morning. Amen. So he's began a good work in you. So look at the life of one disciple, Peter. And I believe that we can all identify with Peter. So we're going to talk about Peter for a little bit this morning. Peter went through some seasons in his life. Amen. And as we look at his life, we can see three key principles as I begin to study this about stepping into a new season. First thing is, new season brings new changes. And it's changes we may not have been through before. And heaven help us, most humans don't like change because we like our comfort zone. Because change brings an area where we've not been before sometimes. You know, we don't like to go where we've not been before sometimes. Amen? So change is going to happen. It's going to happen whether you want it to or not. It's part of transition. It's part of walking in seasons that God has given us. So we look outside in the world around us and notice things that are different than they were today. Notice things were different than they were last week, a year ago, 10 years ago. But people want things to stay the same. But we serve a God of season. His creation, we talked about it. He created the season. Some things are meant for things to grow, and other things are things that are meant to die off. In some seasons, the days are longer than others in the night. So looking at Peter, he entered into a new season when Jesus called him to follow him. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, that was the moment that you stepped into really living. And it was a new season in your life. Amen. So Matthew 4:18-20 tells us, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. And he said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they didn't think about it. They didn't question about it. They didn't Google it. They didn't try to cipher out what has been said. It's immediately, they left their nets and followed him. Peter stepped in to a new season. When you get that word from the Lord, you've stepped into a new season. Amen? So Peter was just an ordinary fisherman until Jesus came walking by. Jesus makes ordinary people, extraordinary people, to do a supernatural work in the earth. Amen. So when Jesus gave the word to Peter, his life was changed. He said, follow me, and I will make you. That's the key. Follow me. Whatever season in your life, he said, don't take your focus off of Jesus. Follow him. And he said, I will make you. So he stepped into a new season. He was transformed from a nobody to a somebody. In other words, Jesus is going to make something out of Peter that he wasn't before. And that's what's happened to you this morning. He's making you and transforming you into something you've never been before. In an area of ministry maybe you've never been before. And that was more than just a change in his vocation as far as he earned a living. But Peter had an inward change that took place. And that's where it starts at. You can't change this out here until this in here is changed. And then when you begin to change in here, all this will look different. And then you'll be able to see change. Amen? So the word make in the Greek, and I thought this was interesting, can be translated spout forth. To make in the Greek is translated sprout forth. So Jesus was making Peter to sprout forth into a new season. And the purpose to nurture the seed, and you've stepped into a new season, which the miracle is about to sprout forth from you. As God has told us, your winter season is over. This church's winter season is over. And now you're sprouting into a new season where we're going to see the things that God has prophesied. And I'm just hearing 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, even before that, the things that have been prophesied. God says, I've not forgot about it. God says, I've not forgot about the words that I've had for this church and what it's planted here to do. I've not forgot about the vision that I gave this man of God. I've not forgot about the word that I have given him. I've raised you up for such a time as this. Amen? Sprout forth. So stepping into a new season brings new challenges. Because we not been there before. It brings new challenges. So there's no doubt when Peter was called to follow Jesus, he was not only faced with changes in his life because he was a fisherman. That's what he did for a vocation. But now he was called to do something else. So therefore, he was going to face many new challenges. And sometimes when we are called to go into that season or enter into that season, when the challenges come, we want to buck up and quit. Because the enemy begins to whisper and he says, well, if this was God, why are you being challenged in such a way? And you need to turn it back on him and say, you're the one that's challenging me to quit. But Jesus said, I stepped into a new season, so therefore I'm not quitting. Amen? So his faith was challenged by stepping out of a storm, battered boat to walk on the water. You know, when he was stepping out of that boat, he was going into a new season. He was following Jesus, and here he is on a boat, and a storm come up. You would think if he was trying to follow Jesus, there would be no storms in life. Honey, the storms just start when you start following Jesus. Amen? And so we need to learn that and to realize that. So his feelings were challenged one minute when he was proclaiming Jesus the Son of God, and the next minute being rebuked by Jesus and having Jesus put his back on him, telling him to get behind him. The man that called him rebuked him, said, get behind me. Because he was speaking forth what was of the truth. So his traditions and prejudices were challenged when he followed Jesus. When we read the story when he was in Samaria, his humility was challenged when the Son of God, the light of the world, the Alpha, the beginning, and the end, and Omega, lowered himself to the point of a servant to wash his feet. So his humility was challenged. How could you, the Son of God, Jesus, wash my feet? Every area of your life is going to be challenged. When you go into a season, whatever it may be, get ready for the challenges. Amen? So all of these, Peter stepped up to the challenge. However, there was one particular time when it seemed as if Peter stepped into a season of failure, and he went from a follower of Jesus to one who followed him at a distance. Are you following Jesus at a distance in this season because you don't know where he's taking you to? Or you step in step with him. He doesn't want us to walk behind him or in front of him. He wants us to walk alongside of him. So in the courtyard, Peter denied knowing the Lord three times. When he denied knowing the Lord the third time, we know the words as a rooster crowed. And the words of Jesus returned to his mind, and Christ's eyes and his met. And he said, before the rooster crows, you will have denied me three times. And Peter ran off and wept bitterly. Amen. So it seemed like he began to follow him at a distance. And that's exactly what happens to us when we step into a season where it seems all is going just haywire and crazy and everything that could be shaken is shaken in that season. You feel dry and empty, and despite your best efforts, you feel as if you let the Jesus down. It felt like that you've let him down. You begin to believe you're a complete and total failure. Jesus doesn't make failures. Amen. He doesn't make failures. I want you to know that right now. And you've not been denied. Amen. So you're still trying to follow him, but you're following a distance. But remember, as I said before, there is a purpose for every season. And what Peter didn't need to know, that many of us today fail to realize, is that Christ's love for you is greater than any of your failures. No matter how many times you've given up and you said, I'm not having nothing to do with this word, I'm finished, I'm done with church, Jesus' love remains the same for you. Because it's constant, because he is the Son, and he doesn't rotate. Everything around us is rotating except him. That's why we have to keep our eyes focused on him. So Peter had a choice. He could have done what some of us may do today. Use our failures as an excuse as to why we can't continue going through this sin in our life. But that was before he had the encounter with the risen Savior. Jesus told him to go to Jerusalem and wait because he said, there's something coming. And that's where you need to be for it to happen. That's why the enemy is wanting you to quit here and to quit serving here and to give up and just go home and sit. Because he sees something coming down the road. And when it comes to the plans of God, we are short-sighted sometimes. He only lets us see just a little bit at a time. But he sees something coming down the road. And he is strengthening you and making you courageous and making you bold for what's coming down the road. So he said, Peter, go to Jerusalem and wait. There's something big coming. And that's where you need to be
to see it happen and for it to happen. He chooses to send the big thing that's getting ready to happen in your life. The enemy is suspicious of it too, because he senses there's a change in you. There's something happening around you, and it's confusing him. That's why he's challenging you to give up and throw in the towel and quit in this season. And there in the upper room, the Bible tells us in Acts, the big thing happened. Peter and 109 others began seeking God. Woo! Having their heart fixed on one thing and only one thing only. They waited it out. They sought it. They prayed it out. And the Holy Spirit consumed that place in the same way that he wants to consume us today. We quit too soon. So if you're in that season this morning, or the season you're going to go through later, because it's coming, you need to stick it out. You need to seek it out. You need to seek out the Holy Spirit. You need to pray it out. You need to get into the presence of God and say, I'm holding on to your word and I'm not letting go. Amen. The big thing is coming in your life. In Acts chapter 2, Peter stepped into a new season. Amen. He got to the place where the Holy Spirit was poured out. And in that season, a new birth happened to him. A new birth happened to him. He was transformed into an ordinary fisherman into a preaching house for God. Woo! Amen. Jesus saw something big coming down the road, and Peter began to step into the seasons when he was called out of that vocation he was in. He began to step into season after season, and then God transformed him into a mighty preacher of the gospel. Amen. So they were amazed at what happened. So look at somebody, tell them, God didn't save me to quit. God didn't save you, Sadie, to quit. Amen. He didn't save you to quit. Amen. He saved you to overcome. You are an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Do not quit in the hard seasons of life. Amen. Your season is here. Your season is here. Your season is here. And number one, don't ever let the season that you're in define who you are. You only define who you are by what the Word says and what Jesus defines you. That's who you are in Christ Jesus is what defines you. So your seasons, don't let them define you. Don't change what you believe according to the season that you're in. Be careful what meaning you give things in the tough seasons of God. Sometimes you just need to be quiet. And then sometimes you need to have the wisdom to speak. Amen? In the life of Joseph, we see in the book of Genesis, we see the season of prosperity will always be preceded by pits and prisons. Amen? Character was developed in him in the pits and prisons of life. Amen. We need more people in the body of Christ with character. Amen. God's plans just don't change because of the seasons do. God's plan for Joseph to be a great ruler never changed because he was put in the pit or in the prison. His plan and his call for him was the same. So God is with you wherever you're at and whatever season you're at in life. No matter what season you're in, number two, realize that seasons don't last forever, because this too shall pass. Amen. This too shall pass. Change is on its way, and it's like a coin has two sides. Life has a way of changing. But remember, the sun never, ever rotates. Amen. We got to get a sense of fight. Allow the season to make you resign to what is happening. Realize that God is at work behind the scenes when we see that he's not working. He is constantly working things out for our good, for our purpose, his purpose for us. The Lord was with Joseph in Potiphar's house. The Lord blessed him and favored him. And you are favored today. You are highly favored by God wherever you are at in this season. There are seasons of fruitfulness and there are seasons of hard labor. You know, it's like farmers, you know. They don't quit in the rainy season. What are they doing in the rainy season? Because they know the dry season's coming and they're going to be able to plant. So they wait the rainy season out. Farmers are constantly working 365 years a day, you know, and they go through season after season after season, but they don't quit farming because it's they feel like it's something they're called to do. So they keep on keeping on. They don't quit in the rainy season. So we can be confident today that God is at work for our good, no matter how things are going in external world. So I want to encourage you that whatever season you find yourself in this morning, don't quit. Don't quit. I think Laverne put a scripture that says in the handout this morning from Romans 12, Message Bible, don't burn out, keep yourself fueled and aflame. Be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. So don't quit in hard times, church. Amen. We may be short-sighted to some things that God is saying and doing or what's big that's coming down the road, but God knows. And that's why the enemy wants to challenge you and cause you to quit. Let's stand to our feet. So glad all of you all are here today. Amen. Leave here refreshed, encouraged. Leave here with a new step today, knowing that Jesus is for you and not against you, that he has good things coming your way, that he's not forsaking you, abandoning you, your children or grandchildren or anybody else in your family. And whatever's on your heart, it's so much more on his heart also, because he sees our hearts. Amen. Father, we just thank you for the time that we've had in your presence today. Thank you for showing up, Holy Spirit, and just showing out big in our midst today. We just submit ourselves to you as vessels that are ministers of the gospel wherever we may go. Father, I thank you, and I speak your blessings over these people today, Lord. And I declare unto you that you're the head and not the tail, that you're prosperous in everything that you do, that you're highly favored of God, that you're an overcomer in everything. And the very thing the enemy is using to want you to quit, God says, I'm going to turn it around, and I'm going to use it for my glory, and it's going to be a stepping stone to further you into purpose. So don't quit. Don't give up. But rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. And as an overcomer in all things, Jesus has already made you. In Jesus' name. And the church said, amen and amen.